Welcome to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Today, we're going to go through some more questions. We kind of got bombarded after that first Ask Us Anything session. And then all of a sudden, when people realized we were actually paying attention to all of those, then we got bombarded with some more additional questions. So we're going to go ahead and go through all of those additional questions now.
Well, since part one of Ask Us Everything, Everything or Anything, what did we even call it? Was it Everything or Anything?
Anything, okay. I'm pretty sure.
What's the difference between Anything and Everything?
I think there's a song about that. Anything and Everything.
Doubtful. Yeah. So anyway, people have decided to take advantage of our good nature, and they've emailed us more questions. And to be honest with you, I think some of them are taking the piss. They don't seem to be serious. And some of them are very personal, but given we're mostly shameful, it's not a problem. So I've put all of them down. All the emails we got, I've literally given you and given me, and we are going to answer these questions as raw as they were contained in the emails.
Yeah, and I just realized my papers are backwards here because you've my questions that are supposed to be asked to you, and then your question's supposed to be asked to me, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter, actually, because we've actually had a collection of marriage proposals, mainly for you, because...
But you stole those.
No, well, they said, A, he's a high earner, and the wolf is probably out of my league, so that's why we've got all the marriage proposals. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. And outside of our wonderful Indian contributors, most of these questions sound like they come from people who buy those mystery boxes for 50,000 Satoshi on the dark web. But, you know, we're not one to judge.
No.
Any port in a storm, as they say.
Absolutely. We're not going to judge anybody.
So
now, on this, who goes first? Who went first last time? Do you remember?
Let's throw our really nerdy Dungeons & Dragons 12-sided dice. What does 11 mean? Is that you or is that me?
I think that's you.
Is it?
I think because you're odd and I'm even.
All right, okay. Here we go then. So this is actually a genuine question.
But 11 is an odd number, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a real question, okay?
Okay.
Shepherd, I like the way she started off straight away addressing you and not even bothering to get my opinion on it. So I almost deleted it because I was a little bit offended, I'll be honest with you. So she goes, Shepherd, in 1997, Shania Twain released the song Man, I Feel Like a Woman. How would your wife react if you inverted this statement and declared, Woman, I feel like a man?
Well, if I was going to say that to her, saying, Woman, I feel like a man, she'd probably look at me and say, well, I hope so. I hope you don't feel like a woman. I mean, woman, I feel like a woman. She'd probably question what's going on in my mind.
Well, I think there's a little bit of double standards going on here because I don't think anybody cared what Shania Twain meant when she said, man, I feel like a woman. But
no, I don't think anybody really did.
I'm figuring your wife's going to care about if you say, woman, I feel like a man.
Well, I don't think she would care. I think she would assume that, yeah, I feel like a man. Why would she be so confused?
Well, because that's the way you normally address your wife. Woman, make me toast. Woman, where's the shopping? So when you say, woman, I feel like a man, it's just like, woman, you can get rid of. And so you're literally just saying, I feel like a man.
But maybe you're onto something because you're right. I do say that all the time. I say, woman, do this, woman, do that. But she never listens to me.
Right.
So could that be the problem then that I have, that maybe I should stop addressing her that way?
No, I think that's okay.
Maybe some of those gender neutral pronouns like they. Hey, they, will you make me some toast?
I just think it's a rough conversational starter when you say, I feel like a man.
Oh.
Once you've got somebody's attention, because if woman is the attention grabber, like flicking your fingers, snapping, whatever.
Right.
And you say, I feel like a man, it sounds like you're coming out the closet.
Would it be bad if I got down on my knees and kind of ran across my knees on the carpet and said, woman, I feel like a midget?
Well, no, it's not Footloose. No.
That happened in Footloose?
Well, not the midget bit.
Are you sure? I never saw that movie.
No, but I thought Kevin Bacon, I thought he slid on his knees in that movie.
No, I think that was Dirty Dancing. And I'm sad. I'm actually kind of embarrassed that I know that.
Michael.M, like anybody's going to have MM as initials. Yeah, well, that was his question. So.
Oh, well. All right, so first one up for you. And, of course, you just pushed these in front of me. So, hang on. Let me read through this. Okay. Samir in Pakistan wants to know why you get emotional on the podcast about music and, quote, sound like a little girl.
Well, there's two answers to that, Samir, if you're listening. One, I doubt you're going to get it until about 3 months from now. But yeah, I normally choose the songs which make me emotional. So yeah, I do sound a little bit like a little girl, whatever that means. Yeah, I do get emotional about the songs because they mean something to me. So, you know, they get me in the heart. The lyrics kind of touch my inner child, not inappropriately, like we've talked about before. But yeah, no, I just choose songs which I think mean something to me. So I know that was kind of a bit of a dig at me, but no, I do actually choose songs because they mean something to me emotionally.
So just so we're clear, you don't think Samir was making fun of your goofy British accent, do you?
I think he's making fun of a lot of things, that included.
There you go.
So I've got one from you, and like, you know that...
From me or for me?
For you.
Okay. So, I think you said from you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've got a funny accent, so nobody can guarantee it. But you remember that time you said your mum doesn't know how to send text messages?
Yep.
Well, once again, you're wrong, because this is the second one she sent. She said, can you drop by CVS on the way home? Definitely not Walgreens, because they suck. And buy some Easter candy for your dad.
See, I don't believe you, because they wouldn't want those big, long receipts from CVS.
Of course they would.
Why?
Do you not remember what it was like in Snowmageddon when, like, I had to bring you all that water for them?
Well, yeah.
Do you not think they want, like, now to build up, like, receipts to build a fire?
No, that's a good point. Well, they could use all those receipts for a fire.
Plus, now, outside of you, I'm your mum's favorite person, even outside of your brother, actually. So,
well, that's probably true. Yeah. But I wonder, do they use different paper in CVS's in Colorado, and they actually lost a lot of business on like zigzag papers, because then the people in Colorado can just use the excess part of the CVS receipts to roll joints?
Okay, amateur question. What is zigzag papers?
Cigarette rolling papers.
Is it?
You never heard of Zigzags?
No.
Yeah, Zigzag is a brand of cigarette rolling papers that a lot of people use to roll joints smoke marijuana.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Too innocent.
In fact, my son, I took him to a skate park. This was about a year ago. And he picks up a pack of Zigzags off the ground. And he shows them to me. He says, Dad, what are these little pieces of paper? And I said, well, son, those are used for rolling cigarettes. And he looked at me and he said, well, why would anybody want to use this to roll cigarettes when you can just buy cigarettes at the store? And I said, well, some people like to roll their own cigarettes. You put tobacco in here and you roll it up. And he said, oh, it must be like the kids over there in the corner smoking that funny smelling stuff. So even though I was trying to hide the fact that it's mainly used for marijuana, yeah, there are people that legitimately use it for tobacco.
But your mom sent this through 20 minutes ago. Can you stop by CVS or not?
Oh, this is 20 minutes ago. Yeah. All right. Well, once we're done recording this, I'll give her a call.
But not Walgreens. Not Walgreens. She doesn't work at Walgreens.
Well, wait a second. Why can't you stop by CVS then for her? Why is she texting you to tell me this? Oh, hang on. Oh, my phone battery's dead. Oh,
okay.
That's why. All right. Well, you can text her back and say you'll stop by CVS then.
I'm going to send a picture of myself as well because she loves me.
Well, the good news is I don't think she can get picture messages. So the next question is from Denise. Yeah, Denise from New Jersey. She wants to know if you will sing Happy Birthday in a sound file and email it back because her grandmother is about to turn 86 in May. Well, you know, happy birthday to grandma. I mean, 86, that's a big age. I guess my biggest question before you even answer that question is New Jersey. So there's got to be an Old Jersey. Is Old Jersey from England?
I've got a lot of old jerseys.
Well, yeah, but in soccer, they still called jerseys?
Well, no, I gave them to the women's shelter down in Fort Worth because they were oversized.
Yeah, because like in hockey, they're called sweaters.
Right, yeah.
So, but anyway, so...
Denise from New Jersey, I have been keeping a track on you. This is not the first email you've sent us.
Oh, okay.
And so I actually came up with this thing. I was going to like... You know that Blondie song back in like, I think it was the 80s where... Denise, Denise... Da, 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 Denise, Denise.
No.
No, that is a song. I promise you I didn't dream it.
Okay.
This was the woman who actually commented via email when we had that interview with Jay Davis, and we had it on Zoom call and mistakenly used the video. She said you had a head of a toadstool.
Head of a toadstool?
Yeah, it's from the...
Oh, listen to that motorcycle go by.
Mm. So I told you we should have spent more money and got away from...
Major thoroughfare road.
We could have spent literally $40 more a month and actually moved back 50 yards and not had this kind of sound. But you know what? We missed the helicopters overhead. We kind of missed the trucks going past.
Well, don't forget, we're right next to a hospital. CareFlight lands there all the time.
Yeah, and we film it a lot of the time just in the hope like one of them falls to the ground or crashes and we can get the first thing on the YouTube stuff and maybe go viral. Yeah,
because we haven't went viral yet.
Yeah, Emma broke a leg in 19 places. Should have gone on a simple CareFlight, but the helicopter went into flames. I don't know if that's a...
That would be sad.
Yeah, that would be sad.
Well...
We could go viral through it. I'm not saying we're desperate for marketing, but we could have gone viral through it.
All right. Well, Denise, look, you just need to let it go.
Did I even answer her question? What was her question?
Something about singing happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. No, I can do that, mate. I'll do that, Denise.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually, but you know what? We can actually do this now legally because the copyright is now expired on happy birthday. Remember, for years, you couldn't use that in a movie, on a TV show or whatever because of that copyright thing. Now that's expired and you can actually sing happy birthday without having to pay the two people that wrote the song. So we can do this and we don't have to worry about paying for it.
I was going to get Siri to sing it.
Well, that might be a copyright problem.
Well, not really.
But the woman that sits there and answers all these questions is going to want some money.
Text to speech, Siri. Happy birthday to you. Dot. Period. Comma. Happy birthday to you. Comma. Happy birthday, dear. Basic bitch to nieces, mother or grandmother, because you didn't type in the correct words. Happy birthday to you. You've got to admit, that's going to have to fill a relative with joy when she hears that.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. And happy birthday to Denise's grandmother.
I don't know at this point.
You're the one that has the problem. She didn't say I look like a toadstool.
No, she told you look like a toadstool.
No, I thought she told you.
Well, it doesn't matter at this point, does it? She's offended one of us.
Right. But we've already lost track of who she actually offended. Assuming. Yep.
Supposed to mean.
Careful, because you're about to say that little QAnon saying about the where we one go all, we go on Facebook and post stuff.
Yeah, that one.
Yep. Anyway, next question.
Do not invade the studio.
No. Well.
Because we don't own it.
Well, yeah, but I don't think we have to worry about that.
Moving on from the last one from your mum, she has replied and... I'm going to have to apparently pick it up. So, an email from Mumbai in India.
So, is that a man's name or a woman's name?
Well, it sounds like a man's name, but apparently it's a place.
That's the name of a town?
It's a city or something, I think.
Oh, okay. Do they live in grass huts or bamboo huts in Mumbai?
Well, now, hold on. This can also be somebody's name, so this is confusing.
Maybe we should have actually figured that out before we started.
Well, no, it's what put in the subject line.
Oh, okay.
So, he listened to the Mail Order Brides episode. He has four daughters, and you can marry any of them.
How old are they?
doesn't say, but oh. He's got some pretty old looking cows.
The cows are not the daughters though, right?
No, but they look really skinny and stuff, so I'm assuming they are old. And he sent a picture of himself, and he literally looks like he's about 58. So the best you're going to get out of this is like they're going to be like, I don't know, 36, 37, whatever.
Okay, so let's say... You know,
over the hill.
Yeah, 38, 36, 34, 32. Let's go with those ages.
For a man of your prestige, these girls are over the hill.
Yes.
So he said you can marry any of them. Are you willing to get divorced? And he put like two question marks there. And marry one is done two question marks, or maybe two of them, and then he's put four question marks.
Let's go ahead and just assume for a minute, right, that I do decide to divorce my wife, who I have four kids with, and marry somebody that I've never met from India.
Is that not her problem after you get divorced?
Well, yeah, but that child support thing's going to catch up with me. And, I mean, when I have to pay her $6.75 a month, that's just going to suck. Mm-hmm. But if I were to marry two of them, I'm in the wrong state, because we're sitting here in the great state of Texas, and I'm pretty sure I'd have to go to Utah for that. And Utah's a little bit chilly for me, so I'm going to have to decline on the multiple marriage part. So the one, then I'm probably going to err on the side of the younger one, but that's based off 32, and that's only a little less than 10 years younger than me.
Yeah,
so look, can do me a favor and just say, I appreciate the offer, but...
If she's not cheerleading in college, then no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I am looking for a gardener that can mow my grass.
Well, maybe that's how you get the other one in.
Oh, okay.
Marry one, get the other one in.
Right.
So, what is confusing about this, right? I thought he would send, like, a social media link, but he sent a photo of himself... And none of his wife or daughters, so...
Maybe his wife passed away, and he's got to get rid of the daughters because he's trying to take care of all that, and that's just way too much.
I just don't know, but if I was trying to sell something, which he clearly is, I wouldn't send a picture of myself, but... That's it, Sass. Oh my goodness, you've got like two marriage proposals in no time at all.
The life of the shepherd, I guess.
Yeah.
But... Going back to a question for you, this doesn't even start like a question, but I'm going to read it verbatim, okay? I am ThermoMonkey23.
Oh, screw that guy.
So you know who this guy
is.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, now let me go ahead and read this.
Go on.
I am ThermoMonkey23 on Xbox.
Whatever.
I murdered you on Modern Warfare on March 3rd many times. You haven't answered any of my comments about your mother I threw at you during the game. Why did you refuse my invite private match?
Well, one, my mother's been dead for longer than he's probably been alive. And two, he didn't really murder me. He killed me two times more than I killed him. And they were both by proximity mines. So, yeah, he can stick it. Don't even reply to that email at all.
Yeah. No, I won't. Don't worry about it.
All right.
No, I got that covered.
So
no worries there.
So I've got right, possibly...
So, the... No, hang on. I'm making a note here. Don't reply to him. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a separate note over here. Don't accept Xbox friend request from
Tell
this guy.
Tell him I'm going to marry his sister as well, whether he has one or not.
Well, maybe we could put him in touch with the guy from Mumbai.
No. I don't want to do him any favors.
All right, fair enough.
Because remember, the overflow from the guy in Mumbai comes to me.
I got you.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So anyway, so this one, which I actually deleted it and then got it out of the trash can because I knew how mad you would be on this first line. He says, I'm French-Canadian.
Oh,
and don't
are you really going to read me something from a Canadian?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So he says, I'm French-Canadian and own a cat who I have named Pierre, which is a traditional French name. So he's really gone for both of it. He's from Canada, lives in Canada, owns a cat, and he's called it Pierre, which is a French name. So it's a French-Canadian name. He's got a cat. It's called Pierre.
I don't know why you do these things to me.
At this point, if he said... my family have leprosy, please donate to my GoFundMe. I would order a drone strike on his house.
Sure.
That's how sympathetic I would be with it. But he said, we're basically the beast from the Book of Revelation, Stu, because he's listened to some of the other podcasts. He said, that being said, my wife and I are hoping to visit the province of Rhode Island, which not really an achievement, is it? In June. Would you consider looking after Pierre, which is the cat?
The cat. The
French-Canadian cat, Pierre, which is... Hold up. Let me read down here. It's born in July 2020. So he's basically 9 months old.
Okay, so I'm going to have to politely decline to watching another cat because the last time I had to watch a cat was actually not that long ago. And my wife has a cat. My son had a cat. Then we brought a third cat into the house for a week. The second cat got sick. Had to put it down at the vet. That sucked. Then gave the third cat back to the people we were watching the cat for. Now at least we're down to one cat. I don't need another cat coming in the house.
The only good cat you've ever had is the one I lent you.
Well, yeah. Rest in peace, Konami.
Yeah.
That was a good cat.
Yeah. She was a good girl. So that's it. So that's a no.
That's a hard no.
All right. Well,
that's a hard no.
Okay. That's good because we do actually need to reply because that's dated March 2nd. So that's been a while. We should have replied to that one earlier. But all right.
Yep.
No.
All right.
Do you want to say no, piss off, you French Canadian, or do you just want just a no?
Can you just do no, but capitalize both the N and the O? And throw some exclamation marks.
How many exclamation marks?
As many as you can fit.
Oh, I can fit a lot. I've got a lot of time.
Oh, all right. Yep. That'll work.
No.
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 No to Pierre.
Poor Pierre, but no.
No.
Here's one for you. How often do you activate your third eye? That's bizarre.
Well, you know, I like spicy food, so I normally, you know, kind of open my third eye like in the morning, not long after I've got up, mid-afternoon, and then later on at night.
So this is a reference to you going to the bathroom?
Oh, no, sorry, unless it's meaning that chakra stuff. Sorry, no. How often do I open my third eye? Every
night. Is this from the shaman guy?
No.
Oh.
This is from Jennifer.
Oh.
From Best Buy.
Ah.
No, I open my third eye regularly with the use of many crystals, which I have collected and keep in my bed, which I sleep with every night. And, you know, I kind of like getting all that normal kind of thing for a while. I open my third eye and then dream my dreams. So, yeah, every night, Jennifer. Why she attached that coupon for Best Buy? I know she works
there.
Yeah,
but...
She's actually saying, she sent a first and last name from Best Buy. Yeah. Why did she attach that coupon?
No, it's from her Best Buy email account, so I think it just came through.
Why is she worried about my third eye?
I don't know.
That's a bit of an awkward introduction. I know you thought you were kind of done with the marriage proposals, but we've got a lady actually from Germany who's contacted you, or looking to get in contact with you. From Dortmund in Germany. I have a pretty good soccer team. Amanda. Again, good German name. Amanda from Dortmund. She's curious to know how far she can marry you, which normally would worry me, but this is addressed to you, so I don't really care. Because she likes to cook sausage, but that was actually, that entire email was originally in German, and so I used Google Translate. She wants to know how far she can marry you because she likes to cook sausage.
You don't speak German, though, right?
Well, no, I was going to respond. The shepherd doesn't really have any sausage to speak of, so you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
But no, she said, how fast can she marry you because she likes to cook sausage?
You know, I'm kind of flattered by all of the marriage proposal stuff, but yeah.
You've only had two, son. Don't get carried away. Yeah. Yeah. What was the other one? The dude from Mumbai who's... hasn't sent any photos of his daughters. You can marry some of them, and this one who likes to cook sausage.
Yeah, but why is it always from overseas? I mean, I see just like lots of plane fares, and those are expensive. Yeah.
Let's add it to the options spreadsheet, which we have started forming.
Gotcha. Okay, well, you're in charge of that.
Well, I have. I'm keeping it religiously.
Religiously?
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Six syllables in it, though.
Okay, so... This is obviously a actual legitimate message.
Okay.
Jay Biden from base.net wants to ask if the on-the-border restaurants in Texas are getting a surge in business.
You know what? I don't know, because I've been by some Chili's. Both you and I have been by Chili's during the lockdown period over the last year. And, you know, we've received the same basic service of mediocre food. But I haven't actually tried to visit an on the border. So, I mean, I'd like to thank Jai Biden for his inquisitory question. But, yeah, I don't know. Have you been to an on the border since the lockdown?
No. Do you remember the last time I was at on the border? I was with you at On the Border, and that's when we were disappointed in episode 8, because there's that On the Border right across the street from the Roanoke movie theater, and that's where we decided,
oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, we were going to meet at that On the Border because it was basically in the same parking lot, and we watched episode 7, then Rogue One, then episode 8. And then after episode 8, we just kind of gave up on meeting up to watch Star Wars movies.
I think I enjoyed the chips and salsa, though. I mean,
no, they were good.
There's one thing about On the Border, they do make a good, solid chip. I mean, those ones which
are
like
huge.
The size of your hand, and you touch like 9 bites, and it embarrassingly drops off while you're trying to bite it.
Right.
Better than the Chili's ones, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the Chili's ones are a little thin.
Well, plus it seems like they try and make their own, a little bit greasy, you bite into it, it's a little bit snappy, a little bit greasy, and the salsa's not up to scratch, really, I don't think. So J.Biden from base.ment, we still like On the Border, we just haven't been there recently, so I think it's just business as usual, but we are looking forward to visiting it again. So
there we go.
All right, so
next up for me,
you've got a bloke from my home country, Ian, from Birmingham in England.
Well, please tell me this is not another marriage proposal.
Well,
because we know how you English kind of stereotypically are, so please tell me it's not.
All right, Ian from Birmingham wants to marry you, but that bit's not true. He said, do you want a fight? And if you do, can you buy a return ticket for him because he lost his business due to the COVID lockdown?
No, I'm not going to buy him
You've
a return ticket.
You've not seen a picture of him. He sent his Facebook thing. I was going to send you the link. See, look at him.
Yeah.
He weighs like 82 pounds. I don't know what his business was before, like flower seller or something.
Well, but
catch
I'm pretty
with a quick elbow. And,
yeah, but I'm pretty sure if we look at American history, anytime the British have came over to the Americas to fight, they lose.
Right.
So it would probably not be good for him to even consider coming over.
Give him some smack talk. Don't try, son. Don't even come up in here, son. Come on. I'll finish you. Blah, blah, blah. No.
Is that what smack talk sounds like in England?
American smack talk sounds like.
I thought it was like, oh, don't come over here, you bloody guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's my British voice.
We don't really have smack talk in England. It's just like, go away, wanker. Whereas like in America, it's like I said, all going back to that dude who's trying to contact me through Xbox. It's all like, oh, I got with your mother, I got with your sister, and, you know, you shop at Walmart and stuff.
So it's probably a good thing that Eminem was not born in England, because he probably wouldn't have had as successful a rap career if he had an English accent.
Yeah, it'd have got more beaten up than he already did, I think, because some of his lyrics are just like, you know, you can't rhyme. Actually, on the subject of Eminem, I didn't really want to go here, but you've brought it up. He did that. Airplanes, B.O.B., Airplanes, and there was some woman who sings a song, and he says says something about like either his daughter or him looking through a window, and he goes, I guess that's why they call it window pane. It's like, no, this is why you failed 7th grade twice, mate, because pain and pain, two different words, P-A-I-N and P-A-N-E, window pane, completely different. Now, I get what he is trying to get at, but you got to be honest, he comes across a bit stupid saying that.
So he was going for the pun there.
Yeah, he's going, well, I don't know if he knows what pun is, but remember, he failed 7th grade twice, so I don't know.
Last question on our list here. This one goes to you, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Is racism a big issue in your house?
Yes.
Given you live with a ginger dog.
Ugh.
That's from, oh my gosh, listen to this. That's from Ginger Hater 99 Oh, and they even mask where they actually are. So it's from GingerHater99 from Mind Yo Business in Bitchtown, Wisconsin.
Oh, I know him.
This isn't the same guy that was upset with you, the Thermo Monkey 23.
No, I know this guy. No, okay. He sent me some pictures of Vishlers over Instagram. No. No, it's not a problem. I mean, I eat all gingers because obviously my dog's a ginger and I love her. But no, I don't think racism's a problem in my household because I love black people. I love Asian people. Like I said, I'm not still convinced about gingers, but I take him on a case-by-case basis.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, that's what you've got to do.
That's all you can do.
Yeah,
you can just take gingers on a case-by-case basis. I did have a question for you, which is not related to this. I know you love midgets. Do you have a thing against giants? Because that's obviously the antithesis.
Ooh.
And what if that giant was ginger from Canada?
See, don't complicate it too much. Let's go through these one at a time.
All right. Do you like giants?
So, I like giants, but I'm not as fascinated with giants as I am fascinated with midgets.
So, would you be all right with a Canadian midget?
No.
All right.
Is that such a thing? Because as far as I'm concerned, God doesn't punish people too bad. So, you either are Canadian or you're a midget. So, why would he punish them?
Because you could be a French midget or a French Canadian.
A French Canadian midget that's a ginger. Okay. I mean, look, the good Lord isn't going to do that to somebody.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
God is good all of the time.
He would
not do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he posts challenges to people. Yeah. That's too much for anybody. Yeah. That's way too much for anybody.
Well,
I mean,
remember when he tempted you a few weeks ago when you saw that midget in the grocery store?
On the scooter.
On the scooter.
The scooter midget.
And you had a choice of like abandoning your shopping embargo that you were supposed to be doing and just following this midget. And you kept to the thing. You kept doing your shopping. You let the midget get away.
Yep.
You know, I mean.
Much to your chagrin.
If that was a test, I mean, you passed it. I mean, you kept your groceries.
I did.
You didn't bring a midget home in the trunk of the car, bound in duct tape and zip ties. You brought the groceries home.
That's true.
Yep. So I think you should get some credit.
Absolutely. There'll be a special place in heaven for me because I took care of that guy.
Probably away from the midget. So.
But if you think about it this way, wouldn't heaven for me being like king of the midgets?
Well, I thought it was just gonna be like you just gonna be placed in the land of Oz.
So basically, secretly, I want to be the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
the man behind the curtain that has
That'd be your perfect.
But wait, were there? No, the midgets were in Munchkin Land. They weren't in Oz.
Yeah, but he kind of it's the land of Oz, right?
But is Munchkin Land in Oz the same thing?
Yes, it's the land of Oz.
Oh. I thought those were like different states.
No. It's the
land of Oz. Are you sure about that?
No, it's the same thing as we can't believe DFW is in the same state as Austin.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
No, we figured that out.
Yeah, same thing.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, at least we cleaned up more of these questions. I mean, keep them coming. We always like answering your questions, and thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd, and we will catch you on the next one.